The following program is brought to you by Hanson McLean Advisors, and the views expressed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station.
Broadcasting from Northern California for two decades, it's Hanson McLean's Money Matters.
Welcome to Hanson McLean's Money Matters. I'm Scott Hanson.
I'm Pat McLean. Thanks for joining us.
That's right. Glad you are here with us on the... What month is it?
That's
for crying out loud.
October 17th.
Weekend of October 17th, and both myself and my co-host, actually, on the dates, Pat, I think I was getting bad, you know, sometimes. I was talking to a guy the other day, actually, was paddleboarding, and the paddleboard guy who arranges for the paddleboards for us all said he went to write a check, and he said he wrote 19 something. You know, like sometimes you do the wrong year?
Oh, yeah, like 1971?
Like into February, you might still put 2004. Like next January, I'll probably do 2015 a couple times.
Yeah.
He's still doing 19.
You mean the guy working at the paddleboard concession at the lake?
Big shocker. I know. I was surprised myself.
I wasn't quite sure if it was... 1981.
He was confused on the centuries. Anyway, we're not confused about much here at Hanson McLean. Myself and my co-host, we're both financial advisors. We spend our weekdays helping people like yourself. We come here on the weekends to be your financial advisors on the air. So whether you've got advisors that you're working with today, you do everything on your own, you look for other places for information, and we appreciate the fact that you take...
Or you just buy things people offer to you on a consistent basis.
Please don't do that, yeah. But anyway,
we're here to help.
That's our whole
objective. That's what we like to do.
And, of course, we talk about lots of good things that are going on in the financial world and things that you maybe should be paying attention to. And we take your phone calls. And if you'd like to be part of the program, maybe someone's recommending you to buy something. You're wondering if it's the right thing for you. Or maybe you're trying to figure out if you've got your retirement account balanced properly for yourself. Or it's like... kids' education, or perhaps it's a estate planning question on a will or a trust. You want to know if that's set up right. Anything in the financial realm, would love to take your call on. And to join us, to be part of the program, our contact number is 1-888-2-HANSON. That's 1-888-2-HANSON. Or it's the same as 1-888-242-6766. Any of those numbers will...
Or you could go to moneymatters.com, we call Money Matters Academy, which is our website, and you can type in a question there.
By the way, our Money Matters website's got some great educational tools. Pat and I have been coming here for 20 years on the radio program out of Northern California to provide some education to help people with their making wise choices with their finance. We've been putting a lot of energy into our online community, realizing that the world's changing, right? I got my iPhone sitting in front of me.
Reminds me to turn off the ringer, which is normally, if you listen to the show, you know.
You've got two ringers because when your phone rings, your iPad rings as well some reason.
It's great.
You like that?
Yeah, because sometimes I don't have my phone with me about
reading. Is your iPad on mute?
I turned them both on mute.
My point
you.
Is, so life has kind of changed the way we go about things, and we do so much now online and from our mobile devices. So our moneymatters.com is an online educational forum where we've got podcasts of this radio program. We've got some great educational videos on a variety of different topics. We've got webinars. We've got blogs. We've got ebooks. I mean, it's full of some great information.
And I'll point out that a lot of these webinars and ebooks are written because of the questions that we receive from you online and on the radio show. So if people recently, we've been asked a lot of questions. How do I know the advisor I've been working with is good or reputable or they're qualified? So we just put out a webinar called Liars, Levies, and Lawsuits, the things that you should know about your advisor. That came from you. That came from our listeners asking questions. We have a lot of questions about annuities. We put a short little webinar up there about annuities. I think it was called The Good, The Bad, The Ugly Annuities. Mostly The Ugly.
No, The Annuities is...
What's it called?
I'm prepared with my list of notes here, Pat. Matt's just winging it.
So, I said I think it's called. What's it called?
No, here's what we put we've got a fantastic webinar on annuities. Why everyone wants to sell you an annuity... and we don't.
Oh, that's what we renamed it. Why?
Why everyone wants to sell you an annuity and why we don't. And it's a look, I tell you what, before, if someone's trying to pitch you some sort of annuity, before you buy an annuity, or perhaps someone in your life is thinking about buying an annuity, I was at the gym this morning, and I was talking to a woman who is she's going through some marital problems.
Okay.
Right? And thinks it looks like it's heading to divorce. We start chatting. I've known her from the distance from the gym for a long time. Anyway, we start chatting, and she knows I'm a financial advisor, and we kind of start talking a bit. She says, yeah, unfortunately, almost everything we have are in these annuities. Someone really took us for a ride and sold us these annuities. She says, we can't get out.
Oh, no.
Yes. She said, just about everything we have are in these annuities. And she said, we only can take out X dollars per year, and we've got these other things, and we're trying to figure out how to split up the assets.
And if they're under age 59 and a half, it makes it even worse.
Yeah, so, I mean, and it was just, I remember the gym, early this morning, I remember walking away thinking, this poor lady going through divorce, now that they got these annuities with these, they're a mess. Because they're stuck in these things forever.
No one wants to go through a divorce. Well, I don't think people want to go through a divorce, but...
unless you're married to an annuity salesman.
But it's not pleasant.
Yeah. So anyway,
it's called
before
why?
You buy an annuity, or even if you own one, you're trying to figure out the best way to structure it, just go to our website, moneymatters.com. It's easy enough to remember. Moneymatters.com. Watch the webinar that Pat and I put together. The webinar title is Why Everyone Wants to Sell You an Annuity and We Don't. And you'll learn, we go through... how they work.
But
there are times when they're appropriate.
It's just very rare. The problem, so people will say, well, you make these generalized statements about annuities. I think, and I've explained it, it's probably just better that way because the times that they're used correctly are such a small percentage of the times that people are just better off staying away from them altogether.
And I think part of the reason, frankly, it's the people who sell them. They're not bad people. They might be great intentioned people, but for oftentimes, number one, they don't have a very large education on the financial markets. So they might have a good education on annuities. Someone might have they might have learned how annuities work, but they don't know how other vehicles work.
Yeah, so their base for comparison is relatively small.
Right. So if someone was an expert on train transportation,
I wouldn't use them to build a plane.
And that's all they knew, and a car was the most appropriate thing for you, but they didn't know anything about cars. They would explain to you why rail transportation is the way to go. And it's the same thing we see happen with
in politics. No, I mean in annuities.
Politics.
There we go.
It is interesting kind of politically.
It's crazy.
Yeah, we don't want to talk too much more about annuities.
But I do. I tell you, I haven't read as many editorials as... in the last number of years as I have been reading recently, just the editorials regarding the political system we're in right now they're fascinating. I just think it's the point of view. When you talk about base for comparisons, it's good to understand other people's point of view. And that's a great place to read it is in the editorials.
Well, and there's a bias that we all have.
That is correct.
Whether it's editorials, and I tend to read my son who's... different persuasion on political viewpoints than I am. We'll have some disagreements at times, discuss things. And he said to me not long ago, well, Scott, he says, Dad, he didn't call me Scott.
that would be a little bit over the line.
That's when I know my relationship with my son's not working out too well. Scott, now he'll say, he said, you tend to read the stuff that you already agree with. And
yes.
I said, yeah, and that's a natural bias we all have, not only in political issues, but in financial as well. For example, if you believe the markets are going to take a big tumble or the real estate market's going to take a tumble, you will go out there and find all the articles that will back up your assumptions. And you could build models based upon what other people are stating out there to back up what your belief is, what your bias is. And if you believe the markets are about ready to take off, poised for phenomenal growth,
then
China's on the rebound.
You can find that as well.
You'll find that as well. It tends to be a bias, and it's very strong. We're talking about it politically, kind of getting off topic. But we find the same thing when it comes to finances. And it's something that people need to be careful of. I think particularly as they move towards retirement, because if you're starting to base some of your investment decisions on a theory that you've developed where you somehow believe you can figure out which way the markets are going to go and you make some investment decisions on that.
It can be very, very devastating.
Yeah, and that could be the type of thing that makes it so your retirement is no longer sustainable, where you've got to make some other choices there. So, hey, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll start taking some calls. To join the program, it's 1-888-2-HANSON. Again, that's 1-888-2-HANSON, 1-888-242-6766. You're listening to Hanson McLean's Money Matters. Stick around for more. We'll be right back in just a moment.
Got a question? Visit moneymatters.com or call 1-888-2-HANSON. That's 1-888-2-HANSON.
Planning, saving, and transitioning into retirement isn't as easy as it used to be. Interest rates are low, the financial markets are volatile, and pensions aren't what they used to be. Have you saved enough? Will your investments last you until your dying day? Are you on the right track? If you are asking yourself any of these questions, you could really benefit from meeting with the Hanson McLean Financial Advisor. At Hanson McLean Advisors, they use a unique 7 personal decision points process that can help you evaluate what steps you should be considering to keep you on a path to your ideal retirement. A meeting with one of their financial advisors will look at topics such as how much income your investments could produce, how to maximize Social Security benefits, methods to reduce income taxes, and more. So come into one of their Northern California offices to meet with one of their credentialed advisors and see how Hanson McLean Advisors may help get you to the place you want to be financially. The place you need to be financially. Contact Hanson McLean today at 1-888-2-HANSON or visit moneymatters.com. That's moneymatters.com.
Can't always catch Money Matters on the radio each week? Get a podcast of the show delivered to your device every week. Visit moneymatters.com. Now back to Hanson McLean's Money Matters.
Welcome back to Hanson McLean's Money Matters. Scott Hanson here McLean. With you on this fantastic
the 17th
weekend.
Yes, thanks for being here.
Yeah, we've got, before we go continue, we've got some workshops coming up. We just had a series of them in throughout the Bay Area, which were quite successful. And we've got some in Sacramento coming up on, basically, it's our 7 personal decision points for retirement transition. We've had several hundred people in the Sacramento region attend these this year, and we get inquiries, hey, when are you having the next one? So we are having some more. October 27th in Sacramento and October 28th in Roseville. Both those workshops are at both 1 p.m. as well as 7 p.m., so whatever time is convenient. And I know someone had asked me, Scott, do you guys do dinners? Do you buy dinner at like Ruth Chris Steakhouse or at
what are they looking for dinner?
Smith and Wolensky or whatever. Is that the
Smith and Wolensky?
Is that the restaurant, or is that the?
Oh, anyway. Smith and Wesson is a gun.
Not the gun. I don't want to think about the gun.
McCormick and Schmidt.
There's okay.
More, some of these they're all
these
very high-end similar
steakhouse type things.
Do we?
They might not think they're similar, but okay. But so someone says, hey, do you buy dinner at these workshops? And no, these aren't seminars where we're selling you stuff. That's not what that's not how they're designed, right? So we have these educational, for 20 some odd years we've been doing educational workshops. We have these workshops, come out and learn something. Our whole approach is if we're the right kind of firm for you, great. If we're not, then
That's okay too.
Yeah, that's great as well.
Whatever works for you, but hopefully you'll walk away with more knowledge than you came in with. That's our objective.
That's correct.
And if you become a client, we like that. We are a business. There's no question about it. But it's not like, we're going to.
Yeah, but we don't.
And we're not enticing you with a big steak dinner.
Nope. And wine or any of that stuff.
But if you want to buy me a steak dinner.
Now we're talking. No, but
we don't.
I mean, I hear the stories. We have clients that tell us they go to these dinners and they get a kick out of them because they. Oftentimes, it's annuity salespeople, people that have high commissions. They can spend a lot of money on a fancy steak to try to entice someone to become a customer of them.
Yeah.
And
there's a difference between a customer and a client.
Yeah. Well, part of the difference is, look, you work with an advisor who's selling you a product that earns a commission up front. I hate to say it, your customer. Once they get paid their commission, they don't have a financial incentive to make sure that you have success in your life. they're going to be forced to go out and find the next customer who can pay them another commission.
Which is funny because no one would pay a contractor the moment they showed up at their house. If a contractor showed up at your house and said, I'm going to do this to your kitchen and this is how it's going to work, you wouldn't write them a check where their 100% of their compensation was based on this promise. But our industry is filled with that, where people get 100% of their compensation based on the promise that a product's going to perform a certain way. They are not economically invested in, necessarily economically invested in the outcome of the product. I'm sure they hope well. I'm sure they actually go in with the best of intentions, but they're not economically invested in the outcome of the product.
And, of course, I don't know how good of an analogy is that of a contractor, because oftentimes when I have a contractor over, the relationship is not quite the same when they're done because there's an issue. Although I've got some good experiences as well. Now I think about it. I've got some good ones as well. But the point is, you work with a fee-based advisor.
They get paid every year based on the size of your account.
Yeah, so they have their economic interests are aligned with yours.
So we
need
go
to make
to
sure
calls.
That they serve you before they spend time trying to find a new client.
Go to our website, moneymatters.com, and we have a little video on there called Liars, Levies, and Lawsuits.
Yeah.
And it kind of explains our interest.
What your advisor doesn't want you to know. Oh, by the way, really, before
we got to get these calls, but
all right, but I'm going to tell people about a great resource to understand the current market volatility and some things to watch out for in that. So let's take some calls here. Let's go to Eric. Eric, you're with Hanson McLean.
Yeah. Hi. Hi. How you guys doing?
Excellent. How you doing, Eric?
Good. Good. Well, first of all, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I'm one of those guys that try to listen to you guys. Every weekend, but my question is...
You know,
if
you can't listen to us live, you can always get our podcast. You can sign up for it. It gets delivered each week right to your mobile device or your computer or whatever. But anyway.
Okay, well, great. Maybe I'll do that next time. So my question, my wife and I, we have each have $400,000 insurance policy, term insurance policy.
Okay.
And we were looking to... you know, to buy some more insurance. And we were presented with an insurance called Index Universal Life.
Okay.
With a long-term care rider. We also was offered a second-to-die policy. One of our child, he's got special needs.
Okay.
So we just, you know, before we, you know, we pushed the button and we jumped on this insurance, I've heard you guys in the past talk about, you know, keep insurance separate and keep investments separate. So I just kind of want to know, what do you think?
How old are you, Eric?
I am 48.
And how old is your wife?
She is 51.
Okay. And do you both work outside of the home?
Yes, we both do.
And what's approximate family income?
Approximate family income is about... a little over 200.
Okay. And do you both participate in pension plans or 401ks at your work?
Yes. Yes, we do.
Are you either one of you employed by state or county, federal?
Yes, we both are.
Okay.
You maximizing your 401ks?
We put about $50,000 a year away.
Okay.
Wow.
For the two of us.
And then are you able to contribute to a Roth IRA?
You know, we started years ago. We did it for about 2 years. And then we stopped because we weren't getting any benefit from it. Our accountant said, we couldn't write up anything because of our income.
Yeah.
No, the Roth IRA.
Yeah, so the Roth IRA, what happens is you don't get a deduction for it. It grows tax deferred and it comes out tax free.
Because you probably can qualify. Considering you're putting this much into your retirement plans, I think you can qualify.
So
for the,
let's talk about your special needs child. How old is your special needs child?
He is 14.
And is he on Social Security right now?
No, he's only 14, so he doesn't qualify yet.
Right. And
if he was of age, would he qualify for a form of disability? Will he be unable to hold a job?
I would think so, yes.
Okay.
So part of your concern here is making sure you've got some assets to take care of him probably indefinitely, it sounds like. Is that correct?
Yes, that's some about.
So from a long-term planning standpoint, you and your wife would want to make sure that you've got some sort of savings set aside, and if you both died early, have a special needs trust that would be established at that time, which you can do through some estate planning.
Yeah.
And I actually,
I'm almost,
I like the idea.
You, the second,
I like
the
idea
second to die.
Of the second to die policy.
I actually,
for the rest of the listeners, that what that does, it doesn't pay when the first person dies, but when the second person passes away, that's when a death benefit's necessary.
So here's that. I don't like the index universal life, but Scott, I'm right. So
is the second to die policy also a universal life, or is it a term policy?
Second to die policy, he said, is going to be tied into the it could be tied into the universal policy.
Yes. So here's why I would actually consider it with you. You guys have got, it sounds like the rest of your financial house is in order, right?
Okay.
You both have pensions that are either going to come from the state or county.
You wouldn't recommend him buying an equity index universal life.
I didn't say that. I said I would actually explore the possibility of purchasing a second to die.
Whether it's
the one that they're presenting is not the question, right? So I'd look at your pension situation, and both of you will retire fairly well with your pensions?
Yeah, we're going to be okay.
Okay. And you're putting money into your 401k or 457, whatever it is.
Saving 25% of their income.
Yeah. You guys are doing really well.
How old are your other kids?
I've got one in second year in college, and then the one that's 12 years old.
So I wouldn't start with the product in mind. I'd actually start with the attorney in mind and develop a special needs trust.
Are you looking for more life insurance for this specific reason?
Well, we have it's 400,000 on each of me and my wife. Is that enough?
If you're each making about 100 grand a year, then probably not.
Yeah, that's
what. And so there's two things to think about. Your 20-year-old's got a couple more years. They're going to be hopefully self-supportive, right?
Yes.
After a couple years. And your 12-year-old, you've got another 10 years or so. The big issue you guys have, obviously, is your 14-year-old. How much do you have in savings right now, your retirement accounts, all that sort of thing?
Retirement accounts, everything put together is 1.2.
And how long have you worked for the state or county?
I bought the 5 years.
There you go.
It made me. I'm now here. I'm 17 years with the 5 years.
And your spouse?
She's almost 20 years.
Okay. So, and you have a special needs trust already.
Yes.
So the question is.
And they already have over $1 million in savings. If you bought any, here's what if I were in your situation, I got to tell you that. If I were in your situation, I would not be buying an equity index life insurance policy.
Well, that's number one.
And you would not either.
That is correct. That's off the table.
But I certainly might consider buying a second to die term policy. Look, if you continue to do your planning right and you retire another 10 or 15 years from now, you'll have the money set aside to fund a special needs trust when you both pass away. It's just you're concerned about if you both died today. But if you both buy it today, there's $2 million there.
You can fund the special needs. I think that how I would do this is I would increase both your life insurance probably to $1 million.
Term.
Absolutely. Because the term is all you really need. You've got a lot of years left to work.
And another 10 years from now when you're fully vested on your pension and that sort of thing,
It's a different story. So I would just increase the term. I wouldn't buy anything else other than term life insurance for you. But I kind of like
increase the term. Okay.
Yeah, just increase the term to probably $1 million each. It's probably going to be cheaper to increase to buy term than two individual term policies than it is to buy a second to die term.
Yeah,
I don't even know how much a second to die term would cost.
I mean, a lot of the cost of insurance is just the underwriting process, the commissions they pay to whatever the distribution channel is, the fact they got to keep you on the books. I mean, over half the money doesn't get paid out in death benefits to begin with.
So I would go there, and I think that financially, if you stay on the path, you're going to have more than enough money to fund the special needs trust.
Yeah, you're saving 50 grand a year.
You guys are incredible.
And I would, if you want to save some, look, at the fact that this person didn't recommend that you contribute to the Roth IRA is surprising to me, because the Roth IRA, you can invest in anything you'd like. The benefit of it, all the growth comes out tax-free. And I'm sure the life insurance agent was telling you the great things about this life insurance policy. He said the money grows tax-deferred, and then you could pull it out tax-free during retirement, no taxable income. Is that what he said?
That's exactly what he said.
Okay, but the fact is you could take advantage of the Roth IRA without any insurance costs and have tax-free withdrawals.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't always suspect the person that leads with product. Which is probably why you called the show.
That's the main reason.
Yeah, I would increase the term insurance. And you're doing a great job. You have done a phenomenal yep. job saving for retirement. And are you an engineer by chance?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I bet he works for like Caltrans or bridges. I hope you work on the bridges in the state of California.
Yeah, we need guys like him. Yeah,
we need more
Get
people
those
like
bolts
you.
Done correctly.
Anyway, appreciate the call.
All right, thanks
All
for
right,
calling.
Thank you.
It's always good to hear people planning. And it's boy, I tell you, it's an extra challenge. I've got a sister who has two special needs children, one who will never work, and just the kind of planning you need to do around that is creates a burden that most most families don't have to face, but clearly a lot of families do. Anyway, we're taking a short break. We've got some time to take calls. Of course, we have time to take calls. We've got a lot of time in the program. 888-2-HANSON to join the program. Again, that's 888-2-HANSON. You're listening to Hanson McLean's Money Matters.
To be part of Hanson McLean's Money Matters, call now at 1-888-2-HANSON. That's 1-888-242-6766.
Hanson McLean Advisors is dedicated to helping people make wise choices with their money. From the time Scott and Pat started the firm until today, they've been committed to see to it that people arrange their finances in such a manner as to provide some element of financial peace in their lives. All the financial professionals at Hanson McLean Advisors are credentialed and well-versed in areas that range from investments and risk management to taxes and debt reduction. The approach taken by Hanson McLean Advisors is one of financial planning, meaning the advisors take the time with each client to help map out a strategy before they offer any solutions. Their fee-based investment accounts are designed to be transparent and liquid, so you never have to guess what's going on under that hood. There are no commissions when products are changed or when rebalances take place, and there's a high level of communication, keeping you informed and up to date. With offices and meeting locations throughout Northern California, come and see how Hanson McLean Advisors can be a benefit to you. Contact them at 1-888-2-HANSON or at moneymatters.com.
To be part of Hanson McLean's Money Matters, visit moneymatters.com or call now at 1-888-2-HANSON. That's 1-888-2-HANSON. 1-888-242-6766.
Welcome back to Hanson McLean's Money Matters. Scott Hanson.
Pat McLean.
Hey, I told you before, we've got a great tool for you to help you understand the dangers of trying to time this current market, right? So there's a lot of volatility in the stock market as of late. Actually,
there isn't anymore. It's been a long time since we've had volatility in the market. It's been a long time since we've had volatility, at least downward volatility in the market. It seems like a long time.
Yeah. It's funny. I was at, I won't out this person. So I was at a wedding and somebody I know came up to me and he says, man, these markets are just crazy. I said, what do you mean? Oh, they're just crazy right now. And I said, nah, not really. He said, what do you mean? I said, well, I've been doing this 25 years, so this is actually pretty normal and pretty common. And it was interesting, though. He's an insurance salesman, property and casualty insurance, and his company has him. They want to get him all securities licensed to sell mutual funds and stuff. And I remember thinking, I wanted to tell him,
don't do that. It's gonna,
it's gonna muddy the relationship you've got with your customers.
And, yeah,
If my insurance agent tried to sell me, I'm like, isn't it enough to try to figure out all the insurance side of things? Anyway, so I said that'd be a great tool. So we put together a special webinar on market volatility, and it goes through what's happened historically when the markets go up, how long on average do they go up, when they go down, how long and how far down do they typically go, to give you some kind of perspective on what's happened historically. There's some great charts.
And it's a
on
webinar?
There. Some great charts, some great story. It's a webinar on our website at moneymatters.com. The webinar's titled, Don't Let Market Gyrations Wreck Your Retirement, Why Diversification and Time Beats Time in the Market.
Don't let market gyrations wreck your retirement.
That's what it's talking
about. I have not seen this. I'm going to watch it.
It's fantastic.
I can't wait.
It is fantastic. A great young researcher in the office to help me out with a lot of the research.
I'll get the kids, the teenagers, some Chipotle, sit down in front of the big screen.
The kids should be buying you dinner with this kind of entertainment.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is good stuff, you know.
Right now.
But there's some
people
firms
react
out there that try to scare people into making choices to get out of the markets and stuff early. Look, if we can figure out when real estate prices are going to top and when they're going to bottom, and we can figure out when gold is going to hit a peak and gold is going to hit the bottom and stocks hit the peak and stocks hit the bottom, we wouldn't have diversified portfolio. Matter of fact, we probably wouldn't be doing this program in a short amount of time. We would acquire the entire world's wealth.
Is one of the venture capital private equity firms that made the most money on the real estate
lost the most
on the gold.
Yeah. Yep.
Same
yep.
firm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Same
yeah,
firm.
Yeah,
same people.
It's luck.
Yeah. Well, part of it's luck, but you never know how long a bull's going to run or a bear's going to last. So you don't know how long the market, even when fundamentals have left the market and sensibilities have left the room, the market could continue a rally long after that.
Absolutely.
And at the same time, in a bear market, when the prices look phenomenal and there's no better time to buy, the markets could fall long after that. So it's a good idea to overweight or underweight a portfolio a little bit in certain market, which is a good investment advisor will go neutral, positive, or negative to some degree in their portfolio, but they're not going to bet the farm on it.
No, and that's why we've got this webinar, Don't Let Market Gyrations Wreck Your Retirement. But I tell you, I heard an analogy for stock pickers that I thought was brilliant. This is actually from a professor out of UC Berkeley, Terrence O'Dean, and you can watch his video online if you just look for it on Berkeley's website there. And he talked about the problem with why most mutual fund managers don't outperform the market, right? We've all heard those statistics. And here's one of the ironies I find is people say, no, I like index funds and picking my own stocks.
Well, that doesn't make any sense.
Right. So if you think you could actually do a better job picking stocks,
then why do you own the index?
Correct. And if most mutual fund managers have a hard time. And he said, think of it like this. There's two football teams playing on a Sunday. There's a spread between the two teams. The spread is 14 points. Team A, the betting spread is that Team A will beat Team B
by
a 14-point spread.
Okay. You're not the best at football analogies, but I'll go with this.
Thank you. Now, if we think about the spread, most of us have heard spreads and sports analogies, that sort of thing. So there's a spread that's already priced in there. So if you're going to bet, you're going to bet on the spread. Well, guess what? About half the time, they'll do better than the spread, and half the time, they'll do worse. So,
which makes sense.
It's the culmination of what everyone's belief is going to happen. The same spread is built in to great companies and not great companies. So a great company might say, wow, this company A is a fantastic company. I should buy that instead of buying company B, which is a mediocre company. But the fact is, that spread is already priced in.
It's expensive.
That's right.
A la Apple, Amazon, Uber. Name them.
Great
companies.
But so from an investing standpoint,
they're still great companies. They may just be very expensive relative to a mediocre company that hasn't got the same outlook.
That's right. So you might actually be better off saying, you know what, rather than investing in the best companies, I'm going to invest in the not so great companies.
Like when I was growing
up. But the fact is, the prices are that spread, that differential is already baked into the market, which is why the average active mutual fund manager cannot outperform the market.
Well, even the index fund underperforms the index. Because an index is hypothetical with no cost associated with it.
Yes.
And a mutual fund, by its very nature, even an index fund has a cost associated with it.
Whether it's an ETF or a no-load mutual fund.
No difference.
They're still going to be...
So even the index funds underperform their index.
Yeah. But by the most investors, you'd be better off... Well, first of all, most actively managed mutual funds underperform the index. So unless you think you're brilliant at picking the best managers, an index fund's probably going to be your best.
The danger with that is there are certain indexes that at points in time, like there's emerging market indexes, or there's which are fine at certain points in time, but at other points in time, they're not all that great. So there's certain times it's okay to own an index, and there's other times certainly don't want to. On the peripheries.
The periphery. I think for the core.
Oh, absolutely on the core. on the but on the periphery, there's certain asset classes that you do not want to own. Look, it's like everything else. It's an asset class, right? And inside that asset class, there are lots of little different pieces. Sometimes you want to own the whole asset, and sometimes you want to underweight that asset.
There was a study I saw this last week, Pat. I know you'd find this riveting. It showed that if you're going to do a lot of stock trading, you're best off waiting until later in the day, not earlier in the day.
Why?
The spread between the bid and ask is widest in the first 30 minutes of trading.
Because orders come in overnight and they sit in line?
They just come in right in or quick in the morning. So the spread is, it's not the commission you pay on a stock, but it's the hidden cost. It's the difference between what some person, that one person says, look, I will sell this at this price. Someone else says, I'll buy at this price. That differential, that spread there is essentially a hidden cost. The spreads are greatest earlier in the day. Most of the institutions wait till later in the day.
Before they buy and sell?
Before they buy and sell.
I did not know that.
I could tell by the look in your face as you're stating
it. I'm trying to figure out.
But you're thinking, and the reason you don't know that is because you don't really care because you think it's a fool's game for people getting up early in the morning and trading stocks as
soon
as the market's
open. Well, I'm thinking
that
so what happens is that people submit orders after the market closes and it's just sitting there in the queue for the market to open.
Well, there's you can
an
read
open
the big
market
study.
Order.
You can read the big study.
I want to.
I'm sure you do. It is riveting. Information and why you would want to read it. But look, actually, I was going to say, if you're going to do trade and do it in the morning, a better advice from us, if you're going to do a lot of trading, don't.
That's the best advice.
Because there's also a lot of studies that say the more trades you make, the worse your performance is going to be. You're not going to outsmart the markets every time. The more you try to do it, the worse you're going to. I remember in 1999, someone bragging about how good they did trading their tech stocks.
Oh, I remember the stories.
They made 78% that year. And I said, you do realize the NASDAQ index was up 85% that year had you bought just...
But it wouldn't have been nearly as much index. Fun to talk about.
No, you couldn't be bragging to your friends at the cocktail parties how much money you made off of pets.com or whatever the latest thing was happening at that time.
Speaking about cocktail parties, my wife, we're going to an Oktoberfest, and she bought me one of those outfits.
What outfit?
With the,
no!
Like the shorts and the... and the yeah. We got in an argument about me wearing it. I think I'm losing.
I think you
I
should
lost.
Win that argument.
I lost.
Oh, well, we got to take it. We're up against the clock. Yeah. I want to hear more about this when we come back. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is Hanson McClain's Money Matters you're listening to. 1-888-2-HANSON. We'll be right back.
Get a podcast of Hanson McClain's Money Matters delivered each week to your computer or mobile device. Simply visit moneymatters.com.
Planning, saving, and transitioning into retirement isn't as easy as it used to be. Interest rates are low, the financial markets are volatile, and pensions aren't what they used to be. Have you saved enough? Will your investments last you until your dying day? Are you on the right track? If you are asking yourself any of these questions, you could really benefit from meeting with the Hanson McClain Financial Advisor. At Hanson McClain Advisors, they use a unique 7 personal decision points process that can help you evaluate what steps you should be considering to keep you on a path to your ideal retirement. A meeting with one of their financial advisors will look at topics such as how much income your investments could produce, how to maximize Social Security benefits, methods to reduce income taxes, and more. So come into one of their Northern California offices to meet with one of their credentialed advisors and see how Hanson McClain Advisors may help get you to the place you want to be financially. The place you need to be financially. Contact Hanson McClain today at 1-888-2-HANSON or visit moneymatters.com. That's moneymatters.com.
Back to Northern California's financial experts, Hanson McClain's Money Matters at 1-888-2-HANSON.
Welcome back to Hanson McClain's Money Matters. I'm Scott Hanson.
Pat McClain.
Hey, real quick, we're about to hop on with Carol here on the phone. Lederhosen, what do they call that stuff?
Lederhosen. So
how is it your wife is making you dress like the Germans did?
Apparently.
You're Irish, too. You should be wearing a kilt.
So apparently.
That's what you call a little skirt you like to wear.
There was a raffle event, and her and a couple of her friends said, oh, we're going to do an Oktoberfest.
She lost a bet.
You can buy tickets to it. So then she comes to me and she said, well, we're sponsoring this Oktoberfest. I said, is it at our house? She said, well, no, it's at someone else's house. There were three couples or four couples that sponsored it. We were one of them. So I said, does that mean we have to write a check? And she said, yeah, part of it. And the other part
is it a fundraiser for a charity or something?
I'm telling you everything I know. So I come home one day and she's got this thing where she bought it in like online. It's the cheapest lederhosen. It's like made out of cheap nylon. It's terrible.
That's not good.
She said, you need to try this on. And I said, well, I don't really plan on wearing it.
Apparently, that's not going to go well for you, Pat.
Wearing
costumes can be okay if you've got a really good costume. And when you've got a cheap costume,
it's really cheap. It's really, really cheap. And I love my wife dearly. Unfortunately, she doesn't listen to the show very often, but she does sometimes.
That reminds me, I
asked her if I could bring a pair of jeans to the party with me too, because I said I'll wear this thing for about
8 minutes.
10 minutes. And then I know myself, I'm going to change. I'm not going
to. You know, it reminds me because Halloween's coming up and people like to dress for Halloween. And I remember years ago being at a Halloween party where my wife and I got good costumes, went to some costume store, you rent the costumes. And I was a mariachi.
Okay.
At the full mariachi. I look like a mariachi. And my wife was Carmen Miranda, you know, with the fruit on top of her head.
Okay.
I didn't really realize that Carmen Miranda was from somewhere from Latin America.
Yeah, they're not.
Not even close together, right? I didn't know who Carmen Miranda was, except I just remember seeing the fruit on the head or whatever, and it was fun costumes, and we weren't necessarily going as, like, we're together anyway. But my funny story here is there was a gentleman at the costume party that I had just met that evening. He was from Brazil, and he was talking with a bit of an accent, and I thought he was kind of joking around. Joking with me because I was dressed like a mariachi. So, you got a problem, man? I started, you know, kind of
you were
a little...
doing that.
Yes, I was.
Him with a fake
yes,
accent.
Yes, I was.
And how does he take it?
Do you think I look funny, man? he's looking at me like I'm crazy, and I had no idea that he had this accent. And anyway.
Did he say anything?
No, it was later that I realized.
Did
that
you ever
he just
see him again?
This... Yes, we live in the same town. I have to hide from all the time. I got that on after that. But it was the one.
But so I'll report back after the big Oktoberfest party on how long I actually wore the thing.
It's not going to go over well for
you. I've been trying to get out of going to it completely.
Like the time I ran the Beta Breakers dressed like an ape. But that's another story as well. Let's talk to, go to the calls here. 1-888-2-HANSEN. Talk with Carol. Carol, you're with Hanson McLean.
Hi, I'm 65 and my husband's 66, and I had a question. We've been recommended to buy an annuity that has a charge in the first 5 years. It has a minimum fixed rate, but other than that, it can go up. But my concern is I'm wondering if that's a good idea. I'm a teacher, so I will get a teacher's retirement. So I feel like that's already an annuity. I'm wondering what your recommendations are.
Carol, what are the source of the money? What is the source of the money to purchase the annuity?
We have some 403Bs and 457.
Okay.
Money.
And so your 403B.
How is it invested now?
Well, right now it's in really diversified in some index funds, some money market funds, some target retirement funds. You know, it's in a group with a little bit in everything.
And you're still working?
Yes.
Okay. And how much of your pension will make up your salary? I didn't say that very well. What percentage of your salary is going to be made up by your pension when you retire?
In the 90s.
Okay. Oh, you absolutely don't need this annuity. You absolutely don't need it.
I mean, if your paycheck's going to continue on in retirement, you're thinking the right way. The first thing you said as you're talking to us is, look, I already have this pension. I don't know if we really need this. Tell us how this annuity works. What are they telling you the benefits here?
They're telling me the benefits are because the stock market's risky, and I think we have a little bit. I'm at a little bit of risk because I have some money in the stock and a couple of stock funds, but they're telling me that this would be a much safer way. But how it's set up is you put the money in, and then for the first 5 years, what concerned me is in the first 5 years, if you take any money out of it, it's like a 2% penalty, all that, until year five. After that, there isn't. But
yeah.
And what's the interest rate they told you?
Well, the minimum is 2, but there's no guarantee above that.
And okay. For how many years? Yeah. After 5 years, you can take it all out?
After 5 years, yeah, you can take it all out.
But the reality is, Carol, your life expectancy, you may never, ever need these dollars.
But you might.
But you may, right? But
right.
But if you're going to retire, you and your husband are going to retire approximately 90% of your income. Is that what you think you're going to both retire?
Well, it'll be 90% of mine, not of my husband.
How much of his?
My husband will get probably 50% of his, okay. And I'll get in the mid-90s of mine.
And you won't be saving for retirement anymore, contributing to retirement plans. Will he have Social Security?
Yes.
And okay. Will you?
No. Okay. No, because of the windfall.
Yeah, but he'll have Social Security and a pension, or just Social Security?
Yes. Social Security and a small pension.
Okay. So I seriously doubt that you need this annuity.
See, there's other risks in retirement. And one of the risks, Carol, is inflation. Now, you'll have some cost of living adjustment to your pension, but I think it's capped at 2% a year for CalSTRS.
That's correct.
Yeah,
that's
so you're capped at 2% a year in CalSTRS. Social Security should have some cost of living. Your husband has that. You don't have much of that because of the windfall elimination. So I would look at you and say the bigger risk is not that your portfolio will fluctuate in value like it has
in the past.
It's
that it won't keep up with inflation.
Yeah.
So how much approximately are you looking to put in this annuity?
They wanted me to put in about $250,000.
Oh, that's crazy. So here's what I think you should do is quit talking.
First of all, let's lift up the hood. Here's what happens, Carol. If you buy this annuity, what happens? The insurance company, they are raising a bunch of money from lots of different Carols out there, right? So they raise all this money, and they pool their dollars, and they'll have different series of annuities. So they'll pool all their money. Let's say they're going to raise $20 million. I'm just throwing a number out. It's probably bigger than that. But they raise $20 million. Then they go out and start some new annuity. But when they raise the $20 million, they have to go invest it just like we do.
And what are they invested in?
They have the same markets that we're all
stuck
with. They
have no difference.
So they invest in some in U.S. Treasuries that don't have a very high return. They invest in some very low interest rate mortgages that don't have a very high.
They invest in corporate bonds. They invest in all kinds of primarily bonds.
They'll take some small portion and buy options on the stock market. So if the stock market goes up really well, they can profit on those options. If the stock market doesn't, then the
but
money they
spend. But this isn't necessarily an index annuity. Is it an index annuity or a fixed annuity?
It's fixed. It's both because it's a minimum of 2, and then it can go up.
Okay. So here's what you really need to do, Carol.
Same objective.
Actually need a well balanced portfolio. You've been invested for a long time. You get the gyrations in the market. You've got a long, long life expectancy ahead of you. I would recommend that you actually go to our website and watch the webinar called "The 7 Personal Decision Points." Because it actually brings you through the process. It doesn't start with a product. The retirement is a process. It's not something products fix. So there's our whole industry has been built. Financial services have been built on the sales of product.
Yeah.
And what's most important to someone like yourself is, what is my retirement going to look like? Am I going to have enough money? What steps do I need to make sure that I'm going to have enough money? Does that make sense?
Yes.
And instead, what happens is people come in and they say, hey, you should be afraid of this. This product will stop that fear. It still doesn't answer the overall question is, what does my retirement look like?
When it addressed, the product salesman addressed one fear, and that's the fear of the markets. I think the greater risk are inflation, long-term care down the road. Those are bigger issues than what your principal is going to be worth on a day-to-day basis when you're not even spending it.
Yeah. Is your house paid for, Carol?
No, but we have a small mortgage.
I would look at paying that house off before retirement. And actually, I addressed that in the webinar, the 7 personal decision points. And that's the process. And it's not to say that's the only process that you should look at. It's the process that we use with people going into retirement because it's not focused on product. The product, you know, when my grandfather, when I was growing up, I just remember he was, he wasn't the most educated man, but I did remember him always telling me, if everything looks like, if all you have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail. And I said, what's that mean? He said, you've got to make sure you have the right tools, because it's, if you only have one tool, then that's the only tool you're ever going to use. So if you make the right have the right tools. So product salespeople have a tendency to only have one tool, and you just saw the use of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Well, thank you very much.
All right, Carol, we appreciate the
call. Glad you called. Yeah. And it's not that all annuities are always bad.
That's correct.
But
Scott, it's the process. It's the retirement process.
Of course it is. Of course it is. And when someone has 90% of their pension made up,
you got to question why.
Making up their salary, why would they need? Let's put all your money in fixed income because you're nearing. That kind of
ridiculous.
Hey, we've got workshops in Sacramento. The 7 personal decision points for retirement transition. If you are nearing retirement. In Sacramento and in Roseville, we just finished up a sweep throughout the Bay Area. Sacramento and Roseville, Sacramento on October 27th, Roseville on October 28th. For complete details and to register, you got to go to our website, moneymatters.com. Again, the website's moneymatters.com. Also, at moneymatters.com, you can get a podcast of this program and all of our programs. Again, moneymatters.com. We're out of time. We will see you next weekend at this very station. This has been Hanson McClain's Money Matters.
This program has been brought to you by Hanson McLean Advisors. Any ideas presented during this program are not intended to provide specific financial advice, and you should consult your own financial advisor or conduct your own due diligence.
Hanson McLean Advisors is dedicated to helping people make wise choices with their money. From the time Scott and Pat started the firm until today, they've been committed to see to it that people arrange their finances in such a manner as to provide some element of financial peace in their lives. All the financial professionals at Hanson McLean Advisors are credentialed and well-versed in areas that range from investments and risk management to taxes and debt reduction. The approach taken by Hanson McLean Advisors is one of financial planning, meaning the advisors take the time with each client to help map out a strategy before they offer any solutions. Their fee-based investment accounts are designed to be transparent and liquid, so you never have to guess what's going on under that hood. There are no commissions when products are changed or when rebalances take place, and there's a high level of communication, keeping you informed and up to date. With offices and meeting locations throughout Northern California, come and see how Hanson McLean Advisors can be a benefit to you. Contact them at 1-888-2-HANSON or at moneymatters.com.
Hi everyone, this is John Coyne, producer of Hanson McLean's Money Matters. Thanks for being one of our loyal podcast listeners. Did you know that you can still be on the show and have your financial questions answered? Simply go to moneymatters.com, click on the big orange button that says Ask Scott and Pat a Question. I'll personally contact you and schedule a time to have you on one of our upcoming shows. We can't wait to help you.